Doug Finney from the Korea Veterans. Just recently, I had the privilege to talk to some students at from Pickering High and Ajax High that are going to Ortona, Italy. And when I found out what they were, what their benefit banquet was that I was speaking at, I phoned my uncle, who was in Ortona, and Uncle Bob told me that when the Germans vacated the place, they bombed the place, or shelled the place, I should say, pretty badly, and drove the houses into the streets so that the tanks couldn't get by too easy. And Uncle Bob explained to me how they got from one end of one street to the other by blowing holes through the walls, and they crawled through and moved on right to the end of the street and finally moved on.
Buildings.
Yep.
Mouse holing, they call
Yeah, they called it mouse holing. Row housing style, and it was all one.
Go in the attics and they blow through the attics and throw grenades down.
But where he's talking about were the tanks and that there, because they see it was easier than trying to clean the
streets out.
Because you collapse the building and then you got your
You never take tanks into a town. You work in the outfit and support. Because if they're in town, they can be bazooked from rooftops, sewers, everywhere.